we are familiar with one of the obligations that we do on Lil Pesach is we lean on our left side. I encourage you all, if you can, to go look at a video of Rybelski. How Rybelski demonstrates, he did a lot of research on this. He says he saw murals and he saw different of how ancient people, how they would recline when they, and the way his opinion, he demonstrated, and I try this every year, is basically, it's very simple. I'll just demonstrate it for you right now. All you do is you sit on your chair, a regular chair, and you take your left hand, and you hold your head. You go like this, you hold your head, and you're leaning on the table. You're leaning on your left hand. You're not leaning on a chair, and you're not leaning on a table, and you're not raising your feet. You're sitting on a regular chair, just like this chair. There's no back to the chair. You're not really leaning on the table, and you put your hand, your left hand, like this to hold your head. You have to use your left hand. The left hand has to support your head, and that's a seva. And if you do this, and you take a cup and you drink, it's very enjoyable. It's very relaxing. And most people don't do that. Most people, they think Haseba is, they have a chair and they lean. They don't use their hand at all. They don't use their hand. They lean like this on a pillow, and it becomes very uncomfortable. It's counterintuitive. The whole purpose of a Haseba is that you should relax and you should enjoy yourself. And the truth is, you study all the Makoros of Haseba, there are many different opinions of what Haseba involves. Some learn you're not Yoytze Haseba unless you lift up your feet on a mita. In ancient times, they ate on beds, or they ate on the floor, and they had a bed, and your feet also are... The raising of the feet is also contributes to your reclining position. Some opinions, so let me tell you, if I can tell you the names of the opinions, some people hold that you have to lean on the table. Just having a chair and leaning on the chair is you're not yoytze. You have to lean on the table as well. So there are different elements. There's leaning on the table, having your feet raised, elevated slightly on a mita, on a bed, and of course having like an armchair. You have to have a chair which has some type of side where you're also partially leaning on the chair. These are all different things that are said by the Rishonim. These are not modern things, and yet it's very difficult. It's very uncomfortable. Rabbi Belsky, he analyzed pictures of people from ancient times engaging in Haseba, and his opinion is Haseba does not need that your feet to be raised, does not need that you're to have a chair that has a backing. Haseba is one thing, is to lean your head on your left hand. Your right hand is totally free. It is totally free. You just put your hand on your head like this, just like this. This is called Haseba. Leaning your head on your hand, your right hand is totally free. You have dexterity to move the cup the way you like, and that is the way he held. He acknowledged that it's his opinion. There are other opinions, there are other ways to do Haseba, but he's convinced that this is a correct way to do Haseba. Now, here's an interesting shaila, which is very, very, very common. That is, when you do a Haseba, if a Haseba would be when you drink, let's say, this cup of coffee, it's about three quarters full. So, okay, I could do a Haseba. I could lean and I can bring it to my mouth and I can begin to sip. But if the cup is totally full to the top, as the halacha demands, that you need a kois mole for the dalek kois, it's a kois shal bracha, has to be that. It's almost impossible unless you want to completely make flood your home.
Take it and then go like
that? Oh! So you take it. So how did you start? You start like that, and then you go, you maneuver. L'chora, that's not called Haseba. Haseba means every part, every part of the eat, you eat
so
matzah.
You're saying that if you start b'liya seibah, then you go to seibah, it's no good?
Oh, that's the question. The question, Rabbi Gottlieb, he asks, how is it even possible, according to anyone, to do seibah, to reconcile the requirement that the kois shel bracha, the very first davar chomer, the kois shel bracha must be mali. Ad kidei kach, that if it's not full, you have to come up with a technique to raise. How do you raise it? Put in ice cubes, or even put in food. If there's nothing, you can go put matzah, put gebrachs. To lift the liquid has to come to the top. That is a davar.
What's considered the top of the cup?
Okay, so the different opinions. That's not machlokes. Like but generally, according to all opinions, when you get to a point where it's considered to be the top, you're already in a dangerous zone of trying to do hesaba at that point. When the cup is half full, it's okay. Then you can maneuver to a degree. Maybe
no problem. You get a cup. A straw attached.
What?
You get a cup that has
a plate attached to it, it's going to spill all over you.
It's still over you. Still called mullet.
So this
not,
is this.
Not only that, but if you have a poster underneath the cup, then you need two hands to bring it to you.
No.
So the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Something over here does not make sense. And he doesn't have a good answer. He discusses this, and he says, basically the only solution is, this is a very interesting thing what he says over here. I mean, it's really, because you know, I always wondered about this. You start off this, come on, I'm going to go do a seiba. Anyway, you can do a seiba. Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. So how are you gonna do a seiba? When you start off, you're not leaning, and a seiba is ma'akev. If a person does not do a seiba, if a woman has to do a seiba, but if a woman does not do a seiba, it's not ma'akev. But a man.
But you didn't start swallowing until you were leaning. You took it. You sipped it.
Okay, maybe okay. So that's really what he said. But basically, the answer over here is some people are very machmir on the they don't want to drink a mashu more than what they're required. So there are people who actually get cups, small little cups that have exactly the shear. What is the shear? A revius, 3 ounces, 3.5. You have all these different opinions of exactly what is the shear of a revius. If you're and then how much of that revius do you have to drink? The majority. So basically, Meikar HaDin, you only need to drink one. A cup has to hold exactly. Rav Eliashiv said, Rav Chaim Nohe is the Poitzik Acharon. The Dalit Koisa is Amid Rabbanon. The Shir Revius, even Midaraisa, is exactly 3 ounces, according to Rav Chaim Nohe. Basically, 3 ounces. That's what Rav Eliashiv says. Okay, so he says 3 ounces, and how much of that do you have to drink to be yotze the dalakosos? You have to drink 1.6. So you have a person who can go out of his way, has a kois that's exactly 3 ounces, fills it up to the top, and he has to drink 1.6. I'm only going to drink 1.6. When you're going to be, if you don't do heseba, the halacha is you have to drink the cup again. That's the halacha. You have to drink the cup again. The heseba, heseba is ma'akev. Pretty much it's ma'akev. Not for women, but for anoshim, it's ma'akev. You have to do it again. So if you're going to do heseba, when you begin to drink, you're not doing heseba, and you're drinking the bare minimum, the part that you drank that's not the heseba doesn't count.
Why
it doesn't count.
Heseba only for men and not for women?
In time of Chazal, women did not do heseba. It was not the derech. We'll come down to it. It was not the derech to do heseba. Women... The Ramah says, Noshe Didon are Choshuv. The only one that drinks Beheseba are Chashuvim, Amichubadim. Noshim, traditionally, were second class citizens. Okay? Noshim, traditionally, were not Begeder Chashuvim, and therefore Noshim are not required to do Heseba. Along came the Ramah, who said, Noshe Didon. In our generation, going back already, how many years? 200 years ago? Noshe Didon are Mechubadim. And the male, our Noshim, have to do Heseba. Because we live in this society that women are Choshev.
And if we're going to go that far, then in our society, leaning is not even
So it doesn't matter. That's an old question.
Societal changes.
So that's another question. But even though today most people, probably 99% of the population, will tell you that they would prefer not to do Haseba. Because we're not accustomed to doing Haseba, and it's very awkward, and it's very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable, and it's awkward, and it's hard for us to understand that doing Haseba enhances the chayrus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which Rabbi Belsky basically says that we're doing it all wrong. If the whole purpose of Haseba is in order to enjoy the koya, to enjoy the yayin, is to enjoy the ayin, then we're obviously doing it all wrong. I'll give you an example. I once went to an event, and they had there as part of the entertainment a wine tasting presentation. And there was a fellow there who was a big mumche in wine, and he right away said, the first thing all of you people who are totally ignorant about wine is, you have to know, the only way to taste wine, you have to have a certain type of glass. So I was swirling it. If you take it from a little schnapps cup, the when you drink it has to hit the back of the palate. The back of the palate. There is an art in how to drink. There is no way you can even be a connoisseur or even to taste the yayin unless you're drinking from the rim of the cup has to be a certain circumference. It has to be a certain diameter. And you have to drink it with your head tilted in a certain way so that the yayin that comes out of the glass will hit the key points of your palate where it will have the full impact.
Like a special brace for that I can put on?
It's an art. So the first part of the presentation is, who cares about the wine? I can give you wine that costs $1,000 a bottle. You people who don't know how to drink, it's worthless. I go give you a little schnapps cup, and you go and you sip it, you're wasting your time. There's no way you can appreciate wine by sipping it like that. You have to drink the wine in such a way where the wine, it flows and it hits these key points on your tongue and palate, bevasachas, which gives you the experience of appreciating a quality wine. And 90% of the 95% of the population has no idea, never heard of this, doesn't understand. Oh, give me $1,000. I'll go and I'll sip it. Wow. Ridiculous. Garnish. That's not where the taste is, in the back of the mouth. Not on your tongue.
What's
not part of your tongue? You know what you're doing. You don't know how to drink wine. You have to know how to drink wine. If you don't know how to drink wine, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money. The same way you have to know how to drink wine. You have to have a certain size glass. The glass is too small. It's impossible for the wine to flow and hit the part of your mouth. And if you're not in the right position, so too, we obviously don't know how to do Haseba. Because if we knew how to do Haseba, we would find it to be an enjoyable experience. Yet, it doesn't matter. The halacha remains the halacha. Minig avosein biyodeinu. We have to do Haseba the best that we can in some shape or form.
Why do you think Haseba has been enjoyment from the wine? I do Haseba with my matzah also.
I don't mean the wine. I gave that as an example. I mean your position. I just meant that as an example. The same way, in order to appreciate quality wine, you have to have a certain type of goblet, which is a certain size. If it's too small, it's impossible. And you have to be in a certain position. So too, when we're coming to enhance our experience of chayrus through sitting in a certain position, if we are uncomfortable, it means we're doing it wrong. We're doing it wrong. So what should we do? I don't know what to do. Nothing. It doesn't make a difference. Even though we're doing it wrong, we still go through the motions the best that we can. Zecher l'mikdash kehillel. We got to do it. The Messiah is the Messiah. Rabbi Belsky, he was a very brilliant person that did not let up on any little thing. And you watched the video, it's very, the very person, we've seen by a million times this video. And he demonstrates Haseba. And he says he went to museums and he studied how the ancient people, they would sit at a suda, how they enjoy themselves, and all of the murals, they show you the same thing of a person sitting on his left side with his hand on the table, and his hand is holding his head, reclining like this, and if you go and you try it a couple of times, it's indeed enjoyable. It's very comforting, and that is part of the enhancement of enjoying enjoying the Suda.
I still didn't hear the answer. So how do you do it with the Becher full?
So now along comes Rabbi Gottlieb, and he asks the obvious question, and no matter how you do it, well, you do it like Rebelski, or you do it like all the bizarre ways that you'll see people do the Haseba, there's one common denominator. It's impossible if you have a Saya cup that's exactly 3 ounces, and you're only planning to drink the bare minimum of 1.6 ounces because you don't want to drink more than that. It's impossible for all of that liquid to be consumed when you're in a state of a seba. It's inevitable.
So there's nothing wrong then if I drink more than that and I stop without this.
So he basically says the solution is, I mean, this is what he says, he suggests this. Otherwise, the question is better than any answer. Because we've been taught again and again, okay, person goes to the rabbi, I can't drink wine. I can drink a little bit. My doctor says just drink the bare minimum. So the rabbi says, okay, no problem. Get a cup that's exactly 3 ounces and drink 1.6 ounces. If the doctor lets you do that, you mekayim the mitzvah. Wonderful. Problem is, excuse me, but there's a halacha that you have to drink it behesebah. That's halacha and shulchan aruch. And hesebah is ma'akev. And if hesebah is ma'akev, it is impossible for you to drink 1.6 ounces, the entire 1.6 ounces Be'er Seba. Maybe you'll drink 0.5 of the 1.6 Be'er Seba until you get into the right position. Wait, one second.
Yeah? I'm Be'er Seba. I can drink easily with anything.
The average person can't do it. I can't do it. So he goes on to say that it would seem the only answer is that indeed you have to have a cup that's larger. And you at a purse that, you know, do whatever you want.
Can you use a straw?
No, you cannot use a straw. That's not called drink from a cup. That's a whole trial. You drink from a straw. You're not drinking from a cup.
What about a?
You need a kois shel bracha. It's unacceptable.
A coffee straw.
It's unacceptable. The halacha is you drink from a kois shel bracha. You don't drink from a straw. It's the whole shyly of the sheer how you view a straw relative to the cup.
The answer is.
The cup should be larger. The cup, I'm not telling you to do this because no one says such. He's the only one I ever saw ask this question, has the guts to ask this question. It's an obvious question. I always wondered about this. What's going on over here? I'm starting off over here like this. There's no haseba. When I start to drink, I start in a sitting position. I don't know about you. I'm just telling you personally because I can't do it. So I start in a sitting position. I begin to put it to my mouth, begin to sip a little bit, to make sure that it's good, I'm not going to make a big mess, and then as I feel comfortable, I maneuver slowly to a reclining position, and I continue to drink. But it's inevitable that in order to get myself ready to the Haseba, I already experiment a little bit, and I start sipping the wine before I do the Haseba. Now, if I'm starting out with an exact amount of wine... Who says I didn't swallow? Maybe I did swallow.
So then don't make sure you don't swallow.
So you're telling me a hakir that you're telling me a lamda shadin that the din has sabers in the swallowing, not in the putting it into your mouth? Is that true? You're saying a chiddush. The din has saber is on the swallowing, not on putting the yayin in your mouth. So Rabbi Baruch Hu, a second. So he says lemaskana, if he really, he doesn't have any real answer to the question, it's a very good question, is it would appear that a solution would be to start with a cup that's more than the bare minimum.
Okay, and then what?
And then the amount of liquid that goes, that you sip and you swallow, should be behaseba. So some of the one that you're going
to...
Well,
you can do in a sitting position, and then you'll drink 1.6.
Right. So basically, you'll start off with 2 ounces, and 0.4 will be basically an experimentation until you get there. So instead of drinking the bare minimum of 1.6, drink a total of 2 ounces. You have a cup of 3 ounces, and you'll end up drinking 2 ounces, and 0.4 of an ounce will be your warming up. I'm sitting here, I'm warming up, I'm now beginning to sip and swallow, and as I sip and swallow, I maneuver, where I'm now comfortable, and then keep on going, and make sure you sip and swallow 1.6 ounces beheseba, which required you basically to waste 0.4 of an ounce on your warming up and your preparation. I never heard such a chiddush my whole life. I never heard such a thing like this my whole life, to go to such degrees, cheshbonos of. But the question, the very least is, the question is a very good question. Because if time, yes, okay, or baruch, yes.
I think the bottom line is, like with everything, if I want to, what I'm saying is controversial, Hashem did not make malachim.
You do the best you can. Correct.
I was once sitting by a table with a young couple and came to the conversation by the Motzi Matra. They were shoving.
You do the best you can. However, even though we do the best we can, it's a good question, because today, it's very common today to have, look, I always say, you have Tenkerov. You never heard the question. But it's a good question. It's, if you follow, you take the luck. If we start off with one point, with the beer, there are many people that do this today. People today don't want to drink wine. So they have a very, very small kais, a three-ounce kais, and they're told you only...
What I personally do is, I pick up the coat, should be level, and I lean all the way back, and once I'm leaning all the way back, then I tip the coat into my mouth.
Okay, you have the dexterity to do so. I cannot do that. I always notice that I cannot do that and make a big mess. I begin to sip the kais. And as I begin to, then I maneuver to the side. So when I'm beginning to sip the coast, I'm not doing a saber when I'm beginning to tip the coast. I can't do that. You can do that. I think I'm the average person that cannot do that. I'm not comfortable to be in the position of a saber and then to pick up the coast and bring the coast to me. I'm not comfortable with that.
Am I the saber now?
What?
Behind the saber now.
It looks like it.
Okay, and if I have to cut the edge, and then I come like this and start.
Right, so it turns out that either we're doing a saber wrong.
Why?
We're doing something wrong.
Am I the saber right now?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so give me a cup, I'll drink it.
Okay, the way you are, but for some reason, even you, when you're gonna do a saber blow Pesach, you're not gonna sit like that. You're gonna be leaning more than you are now. Because you're nervous. You're nervous because you don't know. We do not know what a saber is. So we go. So we don't know what the. We don't know. Is it 30 degrees? Is it 40 degrees? Is it 45 degrees? Is it 10 degrees? Because we're so ignorant today. We don't know what a saber is. We're totally clueless. So we think that a saber means you got to be 45 degrees.
It's not laying down.
Who knows what it is? We don't know nothing today. Everyone does it. So you're just asking a very obvious question, which everyone is afraid to ask. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what a saber is. But there's something called a saber that we do because minig avaseinu biyodeinu. The way that we're doing a saber, which is obviously wrong, is almost impossible to drink the minimum shear of the yayin in that state of a saber. Now, l'cho'ira, maybe this whole premise is totally wrong. If a saber is ma'akev, it's a serious business, a saber. You don't just dismiss it. The halach is, if you don't do a saber, you have to do it again. It's serious business, a saber. Not a small matter. So if a saber is really so serious that it's ma'akev, you would think, maybe this is wrong, that the shear of the dalet koisais, which is a mitzvah derabbanan, the whole shear should be drunk by a saber. Now 1.6 ounces is not that much. It's pretty small. A schnapps cup is 1 ounce. Is 1 ounce. Not that all that much. And another half of that. It's not all that much. But that shear should be consumed in a state of heseba. Today, where it's trendy to drink the minimum amount, and if you're going to start off not the heseba and finish off the heseba, there is a possibility that the shear of the 1.6 is not being consumed in a state of heseba. So what is the obvious answer? You don't know what a saber is. You're doing it wrong. Yes. But
consumed, meaning swallowed. So
I don't know. That's the question. So maybe I can argue. I would thought
who
is.
Says the cup has
so
to be
let me let so me give I you my answer.
So why are you the only worried about that? When I take the matzah, I take my matzah.
Matzah is much easier.
And then I go like this.
Matzah you can eat when you can start off in a saber. You don't need to bend. Matzah you can be best saber, and you can bring the matzah to your mouth. Matzah is easy. Matz is not a kasha. The wine.
How about a straw?
No, you cannot use a straw. I always, I don't know. You'll see. Pesach, you'll see. It's not so easy.
It's hard to get a molly lukma with a straw.
A straw is not, you cannot use a straw.
What about a
not acceptable.
Lip? Why can't you have a lip in a cup? It's not
so maybe they're different cups. So maybe they had that lips the way that, that prevented the problem. I don't know. The way we live today, let's forget about what was. Mashiach, let's just focus on the present. The way we live today is very strange. Most people, 95% of the population will tell you, if I don't know what this Aseba business is, it's supposed to make me feel comfortable like a king. It's very uncomfortable to do a Aseba. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do a Aseba. What is a Aseba? That's the halacha. I'm a good Jew.
Try the best.
I try the best you can. Hashem only wants the best you can.
Fine.
Then there's a halacha. You have to drink a shir of yayin. When you put these two halachas together, they don't work. They collide. There's no way you're going to be drinking the minimum amount of wine in a state of in wine in Beheseba. No way. You're going to. If I'm going to only drink the minimum, I'm going to start off here. I'm going to go like this and finish it off. So you know something? In my book, maybe that is called Heseba. Whoever said Heseba needs... Whoever said Heseba needs a full shear? Maybe the din of Heseba is not related to the shear yayin. But I think it's a very simple answer. It says somewhere in Shulchan Aruch that the whole shear has to be by Heseba. Heseba means even a mashahu. You drink or a shear, or you drink Roiv Revius. Roiv Revius has to be consumed by Heseba. You know what Heseba means? It means even if a mashahu of the Roiv Revius was consumed by Heseba, it's valid. It says somewhere in Shulchan Aruch that the din Heseba is ma'akev in the ganze shear? Who says? That's a chiddush. His premise is built on a chiddush, is that since you have to drink a Roiv Revius, and Heseba is ma'akev, so the ganze Roiv Revius has to be the Heseba. Who says? Maybe Heseba has its own shear. As long as even a mashuhu of your Roiv Revius was Beheseba, it's valid. Is that a possibility? Maybe, I don't know. But it's a good question. I like the question, it's a good question. And he says, so if you want to be Makbid, so just have a little bit bigger, and you start off, and that way you'll be doing a Seba for Roiv Revius.
Or just finish off the whole 2.9 ounces.
Well, that's another halacha. The Ramban says, the Shita, the famous Shita of the Ramban, that you have to drink the entire kois. Or the din of Roiv Revius.
So according to that, no matter how much you do, you'll never have the full...
Well, you'll at least have a Roiv Revius for the other Rishonim. You're not going to have for the Ramban's whole kois.
So you'll have 2.9.
You'll for sure have 2.9, right. So if you have a cup that's a little bit bigger, so then you'll end up drinking 1.6 Beheseba, you're good to go.
My whole kois is 2.9.
Yes.
And I drink the 1.6 Beheseba, and the other 0.3 I drank before.
That's gvaldik.
Right, so the
2.9. Exactly.
2.9 kois is good enough.
Right, just make sure exactly. Okay. This is for entertainment purposes only. I'm not telling you over here. It's an interesting to hear this.
Just don't do too much.
Okay, let's talk. Okay. We only have 2 minutes left. Let me just do something. Just a very quick another shot. There is a din. There is a. Yeah.
I just want to. I can't resist. I have to tell the same one-liner I tell every year, and that is, the Pesach Seder is the only time Eileen left.
He leans left. It's the only time he leans left. All right, let's discuss very briefly, Baruch, we spoke yesterday about the kois chamishi. How many cups of wine do you drink? Now, the truth is, that's based upon the gears of our Gemara. Our Gemara, Sechta Psachim, it says, the gears of the Gemara is Tanu Rabbanan, kois, Rivi'i, Rivi'i, the fourth cup, Olav, Goymer Olav es ha-halel. Upon the fourth cup of wine, you conclude the halel. Then, the Gemara says, Ve'oymer, after you finish halel, you recite, Halel ha-godol. What is halel ha-godol? Is, Hoidu la-shem kitav ki li-olam chasto. The 26 times, ki li-olam chasto. That is halel ha-godol. Some say it's nishma, so we do both. Halel HaGadol, Nishmas, and the Bracha of Yishtabach. So the Gemara says that when you finish Halel, that is when you recite Borei Pri HaGafen. Notice we don't do that. We are in violation of the Gemara immediately. The Gemara says, the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Rivi'i, the Kois Rivi'i, Goymer Olav Es HaHalel. Stam Hallel in the Gemara is the Hallel that we say on Yom Tov, davening, the Mizmorim that we recite. You finish the Hallel and then you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri HaGafen. And then after you say Borei Pri HaGafen and you finish Hallel, oh, there are more things you should say to thank Hashem. You say Hoidu Lashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasto, and you say Nishmas, and you say Yishtabach. Does anyone here do that? No one here does that. Why not? No one does what it says in the Gemara. I don't know why we don't do what it says in the Gemara. And the answer is because we're chayish for the Rif, the other girsa. The Gemara says, Rivi goymer olav es ha halel. Then, the oymer halel ha godol. Divrei Rebbe Tarfoim. That's what it says in the Gemara. And basically, there's no one here in this room that does what it says in the Talmud Bavli. Pella. A dover nifla that no one is following what it says in the Gemara. Along comes the Rif, and the Rif has a different girsa. And the girsa of the Rif is, the back of the Gemara, he says, same thing, Revi goymer olav es ha-halel. And then he says, Chamishi, for the fifth cup, Oymer olav halel ha-godol. The Rif has a different girsa of the Gemara. You goymer olav es ha-halel for the revi, and then for the chamishi, now we're up to kois chamishi, oymer olav halel ha-godol. So then you say, koy lekitov kilom chasto, nishmas yishtamach, and then you say, boy priyagofen for the kois chamishi. The Rambam appears to have had the same girsa as the Rif. No, Chabad doesn't drink it. Chabad does not drink it. The Lubavitcher Rebbe does not drink the Fakoy. They have a Kois Chamishi, but they don't drink it. They save it to the next day. The morale, that's the whole controversy. Did the morale ever write this? The Kois Chamishi, the morale's Haggadah, the morale never wrote. That's a controversy that it was a fake, it was forged. It was not, the morale never wrote this, he made this up. The morale's Haggadah is a leak of what it says everywhere else, and then this thing, it says that it was a Kois Chamishi. Nowhere in their morale's works did the morale write this.
You're saying that
section
in Gevuros is not his?
In the Maral's Haggadah, in Gevuros he says the Kois Chamishi?
In Gevuros Hashem.
He says the Kois Chamishi?
A section of that. I
know, I take that back. I don't know anything. The Maral wrote in Gevuros Kois Chamishi?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'd have to recheck, but I'm pretty sure. Not that I understood the
please that. Check if you wrote that you say Kais. I think the rumors are that only appears in the Maral's Haggadah. It does not appear in Gevuros. It's in the Haggadah, and the Haggadah is suspect if he really wrote the Haggadah.
You have to check
it out. The Rambam appears to say there's a Kais Chamishi. The Rambam says Chamishi. The Rambam explicitly says Chamishi. Oymer olav halel hagadol divrei Rabbi Tarfon. He quotes Rabbi Tarfon, the Rambam. The Rambam had the girsa of the Rif. So what do? We basically, halacha l'maisa, we combine kois chamishi, revi with kois chamishi. We are not, you know, kereach mikan v'kereach mikan. There's an inyan to do everything in its right time. Timing is everything. Life, everyone knows that. You get a job because of timing. You meet your wife. Shaduchim is timing. Everything in life is timing. Pesach Seder is the blueprint of this world. Loi Poshut. It is a Dover Nifla Admoid. Therefore, the whole Seder revolves around four cups of wine. V'yotzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'goalti, v'lokachti. Four cups of wine, that's it. V'hevesa, then, so now. You want to say there are five cups of wine? Okay, so do what it says in the Rambam. If you want to follow the gears, so do it like the Rambam. So you do the four cups the way we do the three cups. When it comes to cup number four, when you get to the end of the Seder, you finish Hallel, the regular Hallel. The last, the Min HaMetzar. You read Min HaMetzar, after you say Min HaMetzar, you're done. The Hallel is over, that's the last Mizmah. Everything else is just the Psukim, that's not really part of Hallel. You say Min HaMetzar, Karasi Ka, Noni Merchav Ka, you read that last Mizmah, and that's it, Hallel is over. It says in the Gemara, right now you recite Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri HaGafen. That's what it says in the Gemara. Don't play around with the formula. The formula, you don't mess with the formula. This is sacred. This is Kodesh Kodashim. Everything is with the ultimate precision on the night. That's called a Seder for a reason. There is an order. You don't start doing your own protocols. You go to a surgeon, you know, the surgeon, you follow the rules. This is the way you do the procedure. If the surgeon doesn't do the procedure, then there's malpractice. There's problems. So the procedure, the books are, you finish Halal, you make Bar Priyag off it. You now want to do another Kais? Okay. So now, you recite what's called Halal HaGodol, which is the 26 Kili Olam Chastoy, and Nishmas, and Yishtabach. That's Halal HaGodol. And now, take another cup of wine. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem Melechulam, Bar Priyag Ofen. You'll follow the manual. Excellent. You don't want to follow that Girsa? Then at least do what it says in the Gemara. It's a Dover Nifla that we do neither of the two. We want to be Goyim, we want to do the fifth cup. But we don't want to do the fifth cup. So what do? We combine Hallel together with Hallel HaGodol. And at the end of the Hallel HaGodol, we make Bar Priyag Ofen. Kereach Mikan v'Kereach Mikan. You broke all the rules. Serious business. It's a Dover Nifla. That's what we do. That's the meaning of Klal Yisrael. To break all the rules. Kereach Mikan v'Kereach Mikan. Why? It is terrible. The fact that it's, okay, we have to go into the depth, the fact that it's a different halal, there's a regular halal and there's a halal hagodol. To combine the two together on one cup is a violation of protocol. Yet, that's the minhag Yisrael.
Don't we combine it for the bracha? We make the bracha all the way at the end, right? We don't make the bracha at the end.
The bracha is not ma'akev, so then we should make the bracha at the end of the halal. You're right, this is all part of the question. We can make even two different brachas. A bracha for the regular halal and a bracha for the halal gadol. The bracha is a separate issue, but we're doing it at the wrong point. And yet, pukhazi ma'ama devar, this is the minhag Yisrael. Now, some will tell you this whole lundis. There is no answer. There is no answer. It's a dover. We're doing over here questions. We went through all these questions. Where we learned yesterday the question, how come you don't make an ala gefen after the first cup of wine? We had the question of bedikas chametz. We're learning over here imponderables. Rabbi Reisman, his imponderables. We went through every day different question. How in the world can you make a bracha al bir chametz on the night of the Earl Arbasar? It's mamish keneged Shulchan Aruch. How can you not make an Allah Geffen if you can have a long Seder? How can you recite Bori Priya Goffin at the end of the Halal HaGadol when it's the Farish in the Gemara not to do this? And how can you do Heseba? How are you Yoytzei Heseba when you're drinking a shear of 1.5? We're discussing all of the imponderables. And this type of very big question. Now, what do people tell you? The answer is a very shvachy answer. Is the koyish al Eliyahu is the fifth cup? The koyish, in order to be chayish for the shita of the Rambam and the Rift, that there should be a koyish, there should be a fifth cup. So we have the koyish al Eliyahu. Excuse me, the koyish al Eliyahu is, you're not goymer of anything on the koyish al Eliyahu. It's a very shvachy answer to say that the koyish al Eliyahu is the fifth koyish. Aliba, the shita of the Rifts, Gears, and Rabbi Tarfon. Because you're going there, the halal on the kois revi'i, to go and say, oh, now we have another kois, and we're gonna drink a fifth kois at the end of the Seder. What are you doing? That's not the nishta hair. The kois Leo, and winning the kois Leo is a more recent thing, it appears, and one of the best reasons given for the Kesher Elio is the night of the Seder, Eliyahu is the Malach of Bracha. Eliyahu brings to this world a Shefa, a Bracha. He is the agent of Hashem to bring Bracha. The night of the Seder, take advantage, is a night when we do our Avodah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also Chaperayin, when you're in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have needs. The Koyish Shel Eliyahu is basically take from the bracha of tonight, take it into your personal life. The Dalek Koyish Shel Eliyahu for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Yotzeitz V'Yitzalti V'Gualti V'Lakachti. Hashem wants you to be Shoyei from the Kedusha of the night into your life. So you put on the table the Koyish Shel Eliyahu, that the bracha of Eliyahu HaNavi of the list night should come into our personal lives, and some go so far to even drink it. and they make a borei priya gofen when the seder is over, and it's not considered to be you're ruining the tam matzah, because anyway you drank wine, and it's a nice thing to do to drink the drinking the kosher liyahu to be present is basically like a segula, and if you want to make a bracha and say borei priya gofen and drink it, wonderful. But don't tell me that kosher liyahu is the fifth cup. It's just tam, a cup. It's a cup for good luck. It's a cup for good luck, but it's not calculated in the number of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's not 5. Because if it's 5, it has to be in the right location. And the Kais Revihi is the one that took its spot. So you don't have the ability to use Kosher Liyo to make it number 5. It's a minug. It's a beautiful minug. Lubavitch is a big zach, and many people, they take the Kosher Liyo and they leave it the whole night. They cover it. They cover it, and they drink it in the morning for Kiddush, to use it for Kiddush next morning.